USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced by the Royal Palace. It will take place on Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey. News of the state funeral comes on the same day that her eldest son, King Charles III, was officially proclaimed Britain's new sovereign. In his speech, the king said that he is aware of his inheritance and the duties and responsibilities that have been passed along to him.
In taking up these responsibilities, I shall strive to follow the inspiring example I have been set in upholding constitutional government and to seek the peace, harmony and prosperity of the peoples of these islands and of the Commonwealth realms and territories throughout the world.
The king's eldest son, Prince William, said while the world lost a leader, he lost a grandmother, adding to a short statement on Instagram that he would support his father in every way. It has been months since Ukrainian forces have been able to claim a victory on the battlefield. They're doing so now as the Kremlin says it's pulling back troops from two areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region where a Ukrainian counteroffensive had made great strides in the past week. The news comes days after apparent advances by Ukraine. Health and safety concerns and the company's alleged refusal to fix the HVAC system has prompted UAW members at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana to strike. The 35-acre facility makes parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen R&B superstar R. Kelly has rested in the singer's federal trial in Chicago. He's charged with fixing his 2008 child pornography trial, where he was acquitted of the charges. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A major airline is putting money into flying taxis. USA Radio's Ellie Andrews is in Los Angeles.
United Airlines announced that it is investing $15 million in Eve Air Mobility, which makes flying Eve taxis designed for short commutes in urban areas or to get to the airport. The investment comes after United last month put down a $10 million deposit on 100 similar aircrafts. The $15 million will cover 200 of Eve's four-seat flying taxis, with the first deliveries arriving in 2026. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Your household is poorer. USA Radio's Tim Burke has details.
Household wealth in the United States is down a record $6.1 trillion in the second quarter. That's the lowest in a year and the second consecutive quarterly decline. The Fed Reserve data points to a slumping stock market outweighing gains in real estate values that led to the fall. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A three-week losing streak for Wall Street was broken on Friday. Gains put a fine point on the holiday-shortened week, which saw the market regain some of the ground lost within the last month. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. Be sure to find us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.